was also broody, mysterious, and even a little scary. Somehow, those things didn't turn her off. Not at all. But Baker was so far out of her league, it wasn't even funny. He used to be a Navy SEAL, for God's sake. Jody figured if the Navy didn't have age limitations for SEALs, he probably still would be. He was definitely in shape, even at 52. And if the way he'd been helping his SEAL friends lately was any indication, he still had plenty of connections. She should have been wary of that, of the secrecy surrounding everything Baker did, of how it reminded her a bit too much of her ex-husband, who couldn't tell the truth about anything if he tried. But she got a very different vibe from Baker than she had when she was with her ex. She wasn't an idiot. She was fairly certain some things Baker did weren't exactly legal, but since he was using his connections to help others, instead of extorting money and messing with drugs, as her ex had done, she wasn't as concerned. It was obvious Baker's friends respected him, and it was that respect that really made him different from her ex. Bobby had gotten off on making people fear him, even her. The first time he'd hit her, she was done. She'd packed her stuff along with Kaimana's and left. She'd been afraid Bobby would come after them, but it turned out he was relieved not to have a wife and kid holding him back anymore. She hadn't asked for anything in the divorce, and he'd signed the papers without hassle. He'd been killed down in Honolulu when Kaimana was 8. A shootout with police when they'd come to serve a warrant for his arrest for drug trafficking. His death had been a relief. Looking at Baker from the corner of her eye, Jody knew without a doubt he wouldn't defile his body with any kind of drug. She'd never even seen him drink soda or alcohol, only water, and he always watched what he ate, telling her once he was too old to eat crap, that it would go straight to his gut. He sometimes surfed with her kids, and it was all she could do not to drool over his six-pack abs and incredibly toned physique. Now, Baker Rollins wouldn't do drugs. Jody would bet everything she owned on that. Her thoughts were jerked back to the present when they approached Ben's car. The teenager was sitting on the back seat, his feet on the sand outside the door, a medic crouched in front of him. Jody tried to rush over, but Baker clutched her elbow. "I need to check on him," she said, pulling on her arm distractedly.
"You get a medical degree since the last time I saw you?"
he asked. Jody frowned. "What? No."
"Then you need to stay back and let the paramedics do their thing."
"Let me go, Baker," she told him irritably. In response, his grip on her only tightened. He was beginning to piss her off. "Seriously, let go of my arm," she repeated. To her surprise, Baker did as she asked, releasing her elbow. Only to step behind her, wrap an arm around her chest diagonally, and pull her close, so her back was pressed against his front. Baker was literally a foot taller than Jody. She was used to being the short one in whatever group she was in, but she internally struggled with her current feelings. She loved being in Baker's arms like this, pressed up against him. But she was upset because he was preventing her from getting to Ben, from making sure he was all right.
"He's upset,"
Baker said softly into her ear. Jody couldn't stop the shiver that went through her when his warm breath wafted over her sensitive skin. She reached up and held onto his forearm draped across her chest.
"If you go charging in there, he's gonna close down. Give the paramedic a chance to talk to him, try to find out what's up, before you go all mama bear on him."
"Something's wrong, Baker," Jody said, keeping her gaze glued to Ben. He was looking down at the sand under his feet. He had a bottle of water in one hand, and the medic was taking his blood pressure. "He's a good kid, happy, outgoing. But lately, he's been withdrawn, sullen."
"He's a teenager,"
Baker said in response. Jody shook her head,